I think we should start our meeting. Mr. Lee, are we happy that we start the meeting?
Chairperson, yes, but on one condition, Chairperson, that we add another item onto the agenda, and that is the response to the Chiku Watson letter, Chairperson, the King's last week. We took a decision that there will be a response, and I would love to hear that response. Thanks, Chairperson.
Okay, no. Okay, we should start then.
So, Chairperson, must I take it then that will be an item?
Yeah, no, we'll put it there, Just to have a general discussion. Then the response will come out of the general discussion. And then I think we should do so. Okay. And sometimes the mother glorifies something that is very bad. Not deal with it, otherwise, if the meeting seeks to glorify some person and his interest, I think it was possible. Okay, we should start with our meeting and then welcome the leadership of Archdiocese of South Africa. And thank you for coming. And I'm not sure if you are going to present slides or not, you are going to talk on your document. Hopefully the document was given to you for the Denver on time. How about what is the members will give you the document? Okay. One of the members will receive the document yesterday, really, for you to prepare for this meeting today and have a real discussion about the state of athletics for the future. It's a very important organization for us. We thought that we should have a real discussion about the state of athletics and see what else can be done to ensure that we promote and develop athletics in the country. There are many challenges. We always are prepared to be taken to the state of the stakeholder, just taking us through all the development issues, governance issues, challenges that are facing you, and then how you deal with those challenges, where do you want to take us through in terms of transformation, and then what are the challenges that are facing you around transformation, and then what do you think the committee must do, or the policy, the issues that are related to the policy. And then what is your preparation for 2016? Are you winning one thing? You are not winning anything? Then we had a very good meeting with the Siemens South Africa last week. It was a very important meeting, a long discussion. And then their preparations, a state of readiness. The commitment, the work, the transformation, all the issues that are very important for us. And you think that we should do that and have a better discussion. And then moving from the framework that members themselves, they do have researchers, they do research a lot of organizations that are in the sport. They are fairly well informed about the state of any sporting code, fairly well informed. The engagement rate is meant for us to discuss the real issues, not the periphery issues around the issues, but the real issues that make it difficult for us as South Africans to develop our sporting codes and ensure that we become a winning nation. And that's what we really wanted to discuss with athletics in South Africa. And then Philip Bomley to take us through the issue that we want to take us through. I will appreciate that when they will have a great discussion. And that's what we wanted to do with you. I'm just raising these issues for you, really, to deal with some of the issues, because we have just noticed that some colleagues come It is a really periphery issue, and they almost consuming much of our time dealing with periphery issues, not issues that are profound for the development and promotion of sport in our country. And then dealing with some of the real issues that are not really the core of what you're trying to address. For us, we have a very winning nation in the 2016, and I guess this is what we want to do. I know that the apologies from members, an apology.
Members, the following apologies I have is for Honorable Sindale, Honorable Olamisa, and the Honorable Shekin Komi SSL.
Okay. Right, these are apologies to our members. I think we accept them. Can we then invite the leadership of the different affairs to take us to the heavens? Whoever is taking us through, they'll take their time, take us through on some of the issues, and then have discussion and information. Thank you very much. Take that one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. We had fairly short time to prepare this presentation from late last week. But these documents are based, the majority of the documents are based on the documents that have been drawn up previously, as you mentioned, to the letter and to the Department of Sport and Recreation. The first part of the document deals with the issues of the governance transformation and the development of athletes and disadvantaged communities. The first issue, one of governance, has been a fundamental change of the organization over the last 3 or 4 years, with the removal of the entire senior management of the South Africa Creative Board, and also that leadership possibly didn't put in place all the policies and procedures that should have been, so that when a new board came in, they couldn't step in easily. The problems probably the most fall around the issue of the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't comply with the 2008 Companies Act, and it also doesn't comply with the IWF and the National IWF Constitution, and also in some aspect the National Sport and Recreation Act. So those are issues that are going to have to be addressed, and they are on the table to be addressed by the organisation. They need to be pursued with some urgency at the moment. The problem we also experienced is that we've been pretty much without a head of the administration, permanent head of the administration, for most of the last 3 years. The previous general manager was removed in 2009. His CCMA case was only, he obviously was dismissed after disciplinary. Took the organisation to the CCMA, so that has only been finalised recently. A CEO was appointed last year, however, problems were experienced after his appointment, and the following disciplinary hearing he was dismissed. That has been since August, we've been without a CEO, which has created a lot of difficulties for the board, because obviously there's been no head of the administration, so there's obviously immediately a governance problem. And it is creating difficulties with management of the organisation. It is something that needs to be addressed urgently. Applications have been received for the President and General Secretary. That process now, the two CCMA cases are completed, needs to be pursued quite urgently. Previously there were no committees, subcommittees of the board. There was a finance committee previously, and that was about it. We have established a finance committee, a remuneration committee, an HR committee, and a social and ethics committee. They're not all fully functional yet, although most of them have got off the ground and are doing their work. There is an audit and risk committee appointed, but it is unfortunately the previous year I didn't exist in getting that committee up and running properly. It's something that's going to be essential to get in place as soon as possible. Also, the last board meeting, the lack of policies and procedures was something that was highlighted as a big issue, and this has been tackled urgently. We have got a commercial partners are assisting with helping draft those policies and procedures. Once that's in place, it will prevent a lot of the problems that we have been experiencing. In terms of transparency, board reports and financial statements have been posted on the website. And it was agreed at a previous board meeting that the summary of board minutes will also be added to that, so that there is transparency. As I pointed out, the current constitution doesn't comply with the 2008 Companies Act. In terms of the transitional arrangements in that act, we have until May this year to get that in line. Otherwise, the Companies Act will trump our constitution. And that process has been commenced. There are problems at the moment with the operation of the office, and there are other issues which we can touch on later in the discussion if necessary, but that are affecting that have actually pushed us back in terms of the improving corporate governance. So in summary, if I could say that we have problems, they've been identified, and measures are in place to work on them. We need actually given the space now to actually implement those changes. In terms of our current financial situation, we inherited a really big problem. I think in 2009, the financial statements will indicate that we had something like 7 million rand debt that had been incurred previously. That was left to the current administration to sort out. And that was in a situation where we had very little income because sponsorships had come to an end. I'd like to point out that no sponsors had come out. Sponsorship came to an end and they were not renewed. And concerning the other pages situation, they informed us that they didn't renew because of the change in the marketing strategy. And we'd have to put in with that change because it wasn't helping their brand. The sponsorship wasn't working for their brand anymore. They were a good sponsor and we had a good relationship, but it was a financial decision on their part. So it has been difficult to sort out that debt and keep the organisation going. Cash flow has been a big problem going back many years, but in 2012 it became a big, big problem, which is one of the reasons for the disciplinary action that was taken. By August our accounts are pretty much dry. We actually ran out of cash. We had commitments that we were owing, but not a lot, but we had actually no cash to pay people. But it's been a very difficult process of managing all the cash that we did receive, and also negotiating with creditors to give us space in which to pay them off. And the majority of them, the immediate creditors were paid off by the end of December, and we were quite grateful to us for having done so. However, we managed to survive again until February, which was something that was actually anticipated but not done anything about. But by February we also ran into a cash flow problem, and it's going to say that situation should be reversed quite soon. One of the options that was considered was rejected was selling off the house and any of the assets that weren't being utilised fully. It was decided not to do that. In December we had a council meeting which our member provinces actually decided to constitute a committee to advise the board on the way forward. They did come up with a proposal, several proposals in fact, most of which have been implemented. One of the recommendations was, and it goes back to the governance issue, is that we need to include members on the board with commercial and financial expertise because our current constitution doesn't provide for independent directors. So that is one of the recommendations that came from that committee which we still need to implement. We also in November and December approached the Minister of Sport and SASCOC for support. The Minister indicated he was willing but unfortunately so far he hasn't been able to give us a positive response. SASCOC has indicated to us officially that they will support individual athletes in preparation for the World Championships this year. The good news is that the SABC has finally concluded the World Class Rights License Agreement. It's a vast improvement from our side of the previous agreement, both in terms of what will be broadcast and also in terms of what the rights fee is. It is a mutually beneficial one before anyone goes to the broadcast Subcommittee Portfolio Committee and Hammers, they said we see the signing of the contract. Then they, from them, it's also they've secured the rights for what they regard also as for good value, and it's also good value for us. And they said we have it, we had a long mutually beneficial relationship. And also by signing with the national broadcaster, we obviously have a far greater footprint in terms of broadcast, which will assist with sponsorship deals in future. The current deal is different from the previous one, which expired last year, in two ways. One is that the rights fee is increased, but also the commitment by the SABC to broadcast. The previous contract we had, they bought the rights, but they didn't have no obligation to broadcast. This time they is. So that will assist with acquiring sponsorships. They also will are paying their rights fee to us in one go, which will completely have the sort of cash flow problem for the foreseeable future unless we reduce our spending. So within the next month, I can quite safely say that our cash flow issue is going to be something of the past. We are trying to secure bridging finance until that comes in. Of course, our bank, I think, works low in the SABC's finance department, which is not a criticism of the SABC finance department, more of a bank. In terms of the transformation plans, our sport is actually quite unique in terms of participation-wise. There's very little issue in terms of transformation. It's really at the... And the participation generally resembles the demographics of the country. One just needs to look at the ESA Championships champions for the last 2 years, and you can see the demographics pretty much follow those of the country. At the administrative level, there is still a challenge in some areas, but particularly as regards women in administration. Our national constitution says that we have to have X amount of women. Unfortunately, the prevention at club level is not the case, so it is a big issue that we have to still tackle. The biggest areas in the issue are the area of specialised track and field events, talking events like discus, hammer throw, pole vaults, where you'll very, very seldom find black athletes taking part. This is a problem throughout Africa though. The CAA has spoken to me about it, and given our strength in Africa with throws, and in fact in some instances we are at world class level in jumps as well, to assist in creating a development a sense of excellence for throws and possibly jumps in South Africa for Africa, so that we can improve the continental standard. The benefits of this is it will have an effect locally as well, so hopefully with that in place we will then be able to correct that issue. The biggest problem is a lot of those events are just simply not done at schools and broad-based large schools. It's really the more wealthy schools that do those events. Two of the areas we have fallen behind on, one is we're still using the old pre-1994 demarcations in terms of the silos that the SAAU used of track and field road running cross country. The IAAF and the CAA don't distinguish along those lines. They have road running cross country commissions, but they don't have it in most of the silos. And that's something we need to bring in line with the IAAF constitution. And also in terms of the change to demarcations, which the sports embargo adopted, that still has not been fully implemented. The training and upskilling of women and rural administrators is still an issue. However, we do have a CETA project that is running, and it looks strong as if it would be renewed. And that is one of the issues they're dealing with is administrative skills. Particularly amongst these groups. And that should hopefully assist down the line. It won't be a short, quick solution, but we will put ourselves somewhere we're not going to get anywhere. In terms of developing of the athletes from disadvantaged communities, there are quite a few challenges there, and we set up and document these. We've got to be careful to get the principles right. If we don't get the principles right, we're going to spend lots of money and have lots of functions and achieve nothing. Lack of facilities is one of the big issues. Some of the disadvantaged areas don't have facilities. Some have too many, some don't have enough. And now particularly think of some of the township areas and the rural areas just simply do not have the facilities that some of the wealthy areas do. Which impacts upon events like discus and hammer throw. Then it's also lack of qualified coaches is a big problem. So many South Africans falling way behind on in the last probably 20 years. And then also lack of well-run clubs. The municipal areas are some very, very well-run clubs. But the further one goes away from the municipal areas, the more this becomes a challenge. And as I say, there are some notable exceptions, but some municipalities have got fantastic facilities and put a lot into it. In other areas, not the case. Obviously, to put facilities in every area, town, and district is going to be impossible, but again, we need to get the principles right. If we don't need to build a synthetic track in every single town. Some areas, grass tracks will work if there's a facility within a reasonable distance of them. So that principle has to be worked on. Sometimes a grass track is actually better to train on than a synthetic track, and a lot cheaper. The lack of coaches is probably the biggest issue. We have been working on that with IWF to train lecturers to come and do it. So it doesn't help doing a coaches course when you can only put 24 people on a course, because then we have 24 coaches. On the assumption that we've got about 25,000 schools in South Africa and we have two coaches, IWF level 1 coaches per school, we need 50,000 coaches and have a lot of coaching courses. So money is better invested in training lecturers who will then present the courses, because that will spread the load further. That is currently in place. The IWF unfortunately gave us wrong information last year, but we're hoping to complete the process of the ones that have done an initial training. They just need to redo their assessments, and then they will be qualified to do it. And we would have, I think it's 15 or 20 lecturers there, who would then be free to do courses in South Africa. It's going to be a long process, but it is if we don't get that start somewhere, we're not going to get anywhere. And as soon as we have every single coach up there, every coach is probably worth 10 to 20 athletes. So as soon as we have qualified coaches, our level of expertise increases immediately. The management of clubs is a difficult one. I know Sport and Recreation are dealing with, they have a club development program, which they've asked us to assist with. We haven't actually assisted that much, I have to confess, because we're dealing with other issues. But it is something that was together with them and Casita we need to address. And also with the universities that are doing the sports management courses. So they're producing us graduates, but we've got clubs that have needs and we've got people that need jobs. We've just got to point them in the same directions. Because one of the problems we have is in some areas there are no clubs, so talented athletes just give up. And unfortunately, they don't play rugby. As has happened in the Kings, have actually inherited one of our top sprinters. A further challenge, obviously, is the disjunction between the school sports system and federations, but from my discussions with other federations, this is a general one. And it's something needs to be pursued is to get the two back together at a table. Last year we had a joint high school championships, this year it's separate, and it's not doing anyone any good. In particular in the rural areas where there are no clubs, there are schools. So if we can work together, we'd be able to address a lot of the problems that we have in developing rural areas. In terms of the long-term athlete development part, the IWF, that has been adopted at various different forums. The problem is that it actually just needs implementation, and one of the things for implementation, of course, is the coaches to do that. It's been remarked on the IWF that we have a lot of very, very good junior youth athletes who do really well at those championships, but we don't translate that into senior level. And they think that we should be easily a top 10 country, which we're not. And they've identified that as one of the problems, is if we're not getting our development path correct. In terms of the preparation for Rio 2016, this document is based on the what was submitted to the LOTTA and also to Sport and Rec for funding. And it was prepared last year already. The 2016, of course, has a dual significance for us because we also to host well, the CAA's allocated the African Senior Champs to South Africa for 2016. I can also inform you that the CAA is also concerned about the level of organisation in Africa, and they look to South Africa as one of the to give guidance in terms of that improvement. 2016, of course, has other two significances. One is, of course, is the 40th anniversary of the Soweto uprising. But there's something that has been neglected by South Africa, and I think we need to correct that, is that in 1976, the African countries boycotted the Olympics, supported the liberation movement, and we never thanked them for that.
2016 provides us that opportunity when they have to actually do something for that, and I think it's an opportunity that should not be missed. Because a lot of the Nigerians have advised me that that was the best team they ever had. And ever since they withdrew, their performance have declined. So it's something we actually do owe as a debt to those athletes. The past 2016 is set out in the document. Obviously the championships that are coming up that will lead to that are in this document. Unfortunately that's in the state 2014 in Africa, and the new champs actually this year is 2020. The number of things that need to be done to do that, it doesn't help that every year we have to send athletes overseas to qualify. It is a big problem that we don't have competitions in South Africa that the athletes can take part in at an international level. And that has to be one of the priorities. So instead of spending lots of money on the living run to Europe every year, we must actually end up having to run in cold and wet weather. If we had those level of competitions in South Africa, we would be able to, the athletes would be able to do that in South Africa. And it would be a lot cheaper and it would develop our sport better. So to do that, we've set up the what we need to get there. That's going to help Samuels organize meetings, and we don't have the capacity to organize them. So we need to develop the event organizers. It's been years since we had an international class event in South Africa. The Indian Series is probably the last, it was the last outbreak that we've held, and that was 2003 or 2004. So it's been nearly 10 years since we had that level. And we don't have the equipment in some areas. Technical officials need developing, our coaches need development. And our entire program actually needs to start being developed towards performance in the long term at the international level, both World Championships and in the Olympics. Wrong with that is obviously sufficient funding is an issue, which right now is a big challenge, but hopefully once we solve the short term problem, there are sponsors that are interested, but obviously just want to see the current situation sorted out properly. We need strong and competent administration, and then also with the international relations, it's actually quite important we have strong relationships because there's a lot of benefits we can get from our international colleagues. And then we need one common approach. It doesn't help that one part of South Africa is trying to be better than the next. We need one policy and one approach to affect in this country. Also, we highlighted the areas we need training in terms of competition organization. One of the issues that we do have at African competitions is that they're always bringing in expertise from Europe. There's no need for that. Africa and South Africa have good enough educational standards and we've got good enough talent. There's no need to bring in Europeans. We just need to assist our local guys in getting that extra notch up. So we're not far behind, we just need to get that extra notch up. So one of the challenges has to be to make sure that South Africa and the southern region are in a position to be able to host international things without European intervention. Then coaching, we need to get up to international quality, and our technical officials as well. We also, one of the relationships we have built will be solidified in the last years with the disabled, the organization for disabled, and they have taken part in our events. I know last year they took part at our Yellow Pages event, and many of the qualifiers for the London Paralympics actually came from our Yellow Pages event, and that relationship has to be fostered. One of the issues that has been addressed by the technical committee is that our officials in future should be trained as RPC, to be able to officiate at RPC level as well. So performances in South Africa will count for world records. And obviously World Masters as well, our officials need to be trained in those rules. Lastly, we need to ensure that we get international trust competitions coming to South Africa. And if we do that, obviously our athletes get used to competing regularly at a top level, and they don't pitch up at the Olympics, the World Champs, the first time in front of a big crowd. We obviously need the long-term athlete development program. It may not directly benefit 2016, but certainly 2020 and 2024 will benefit if we can get this process in place. Currently, we do have athletes that are having to do well, but they're normally doing it possibly despite us rather than because of us.
And the program needs to be put in place. If we can produce at least a Fortsmukwen and Guleni Mulati and Costa Semenya, there's a lot more sitting somewhere that we need to get and bring into the system. And then look after once they're in the system. Essentially, that is the that's how the path forward. And if we follow that, we should have a lot greater performance. But I suggest that the performance last year in the Olympics, everyone focused probably correctly, maybe not on the medal performance, but on each point of the over 9 athletes, individual athletes, who took part 6 May finals. I don't think there's many countries with that level of participation that actually has that many finalists. And remember, if you're in a final this time, you can win a, win a medal if you're in a final. If you're not in the final, you can't. So the fact we got them there is good. And athletes like Anasa Jalabana, who as a kid really was ending up crazy running against the same Bolt. Sam Bolt's not going to be there forever, and Anasa will be there for a long time to come. So athletes like Fionn Fee and Anasa, you can expect good things from in the next Olympics if we look after them in that process. And I just need to add another athlete to OPEX is actually the SASCOC OPEX program is doing a good job of looking after those athletes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for the presentation. Any addition on your side? It's fine. Not adding anything.
Well, I can't see it now, so I can't hear you. Okay. Sorry, Mr. Chairperson, I have seen it now. I will fill in the discussions for a moment.
Okay, thank you very much for the presentation of the event. Colleagues, I think this is a presentation, a plan, considered at administrative issues. Honorable Lee and Honorable Collin, Honorable McKenzie, Moose, and Ishiro.
Yeah, Chairperson, thanks for the presentation. You know, as Evan said, you know, these athletes perform not because of us, sometimes it's despite of us, I think that is the term that you used. Now, I always knew that the people who are going to take over ASA was sort of your struggle. Because I was involved with ASA for many a month, not from the administration side, Mr. Chairman, but because I was involved with the previous president and all that went with that administration. But having said that, Chairperson, if you read the newspapers, then most of sport in South Africa is in disarray. They soccer. Cricket we're winning on the field, but in the boardrooms we lose. Look at them all. And the same with ASA Chairperson. And I want to ask Mr. Evans a few pertinent questions, because, you know, we're informed by the newspapers what's happening all over the show. And it's a pity, Chairperson, that we don't have this meeting after this weekend. Somewhere I read that you are having a board meeting this weekend. Whether it's so, I don't know. But you know, it would have been good if we had this meeting after that board meeting. I don't even know whether the board meeting was last week or is this coming weekend. But, Ms. Evans, it is in the papers that they say that you are acting as if you're and you mentioned the word board meetings quite a few times. It's good to have board meetings so that the board can decide, Chairperson. But the newspapers, if I read what they are saying, not the newspapers such, but what some of your board members are saying, and they are saying that you are acting as a sort of a lone ranger, that you go into contracts with, you know, and you speak here about the SABC, but it was your own sort of decision. It wasn't taken by the board. We here don't run sport, but we look at governance issues and things like that. And especially my party, we don't want to get involved in the running of sport, but we must look at the governance of things. I also read somewhere, you know, the spat between SAA and SASCOC is not good for athletics. It's always in the papers, Chambers. We have boardrooms, we have boards, we have meetings where these things should be discussed. But we read that there is such a big spat between SASCOC and ASA. And one of the issues, as I gathered, Mr. Evans, is that they say that you are sort of on the payroll of ASA. If that was a board decision, we don't have a problem with that, chairperson. You know, they run their affairs. But it seems that there is a big problem with that too. Now, the CFO, the last time that you were here, there was a CFO. His name was... I think Vermaak was his name. Vermaak.
That big guy.
Yeah, that the big guy. Sorry, I didn't want to say the big guy.
No, but he is big.
there were many questions around him to chairperson, and we want to know what transpired. Did you get rid of the man? How did you get rid of the man? Mm-hmm. How much did this man cost us? Not us. That's right. Us, yes. South Africa, athletics. How much did this man cost us, this chairperson? You were without a CEO since August last year. I can perhaps understand. But I think that could be one of your difficulties that could be the cause of some of the difficulties that you have. Then, my second last point, chairperson. I'm glad that the SABC is on board. At least, somebody's prepared to sponsor chairperson. That is the SABC, you know, it doesn't matter. But at least there is a sponsor now. Now I think the time has come that we perhaps must go back to the Yellow Pages and try and get sponsorship from those people again. Then also about MIG funds, there is a new fund that is given to municipalities, because one of your problems is that your lack of facilities that you say you have, especially in the poorer areas. There are so many funds available now. And I think, and I know there are many municipal facilities here, all the cities there are facilities. Perhaps you must talk to them about your allocation of these funds. Because I think 50% of a specific fund is to be used for the development of sport. And you can sort of demand a percentage of that percentage, chairperson, and also to assist you. Then lastly, chairperson, you know, when we were in Gauteng, your promise, chairperson, we met a young guy who was a champion, the past champion at athletes. I can't get to his name. He is the one that is doing athletics in the streets. Sepeng, that is it. Sepeng. He is doing athletics in the streets. Streets are cordoned off and they run. You know, it's cheap. It is within the communities. And it sounded like a very, very big success. First of all, do you see that as a success? And couldn't that sort of program be rolled out throughout South Africa, especially in the poorer communities? It brings athletics to the people. Thanks, Chairperson.
Honourable colleague.
Thank you, Chair. I saw the UA this morning about this meeting Honourable is talking about, and if they are quoting you correctly, they're not going to attend because it's unconstitutional. These board members who are interfering with the day-to-day running of business, what is happening there? How is the board working? is the relationship healthy? Because if you read what's in the newspapers and you read in a paragraph on page 8, no, it's not page 8, it's page 2, where you quote the interference of board members. There's also this thing which Honorable Lee has left on, the issue of contracts and sponsors. It is alleged that President Goh and he does not share the content of those things with other board members. Now, if things are not right and the people who are supposed to run that organization and they don't see eye to eye, I don't think that you can expect a better performance. Your finances are in disarray. When last were your people paid? Is there money to pay them? Because these things, they are there in the newspapers. And we'd like you to speak to those things as well. We understand what you said. But this day-to-day thing which is in the newspapers, we can't share them for us. We want to hear about them so that we can see. Even SATCOMS has been mentioned. You see the one problem, Comrade Chair. You get a document this morning, it's been sent 4:30. We'll go through it this morning. But if I'd seen this thing yesterday, I would have made a few calls to SASCOP to clarify and to understand when I come in here, this is what SASCOP is saying. But you can't do that. And I think this is a trend with these federations. Sending things so that you can't understand what is in the document. And you want to appeal that. Let us have this thing in time. Because it's not assisting you as well to hide these things, because we get them. And some of you people are phoning us to say this and this is what's happening. Our phones are open to every vote, and I listen to every vote, and I feel that these things are going to be highlighted here, and nothing is happening. Can we come clean so that you can understand? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. James, would you tell me what your current position is at ASA? Are you the President or are you the Chairman of the Board? Chair, if I read this report, it's depressingly similar to some other federations that are virtually non-functional. And I'm not here to blame the people who are sitting before us. But I must say at the outset, ASA have had a very turbulent history. And trying to take over from that inheriting debt and bringing in expertise is not easy. But I don't want to state the obvious. Let me just go to my questions. Mr. Evans, in terms of governance, my colleague has just touched on governance. I hear that you say you don't have expertise, but surely you've got to amend your constitution to bring in independent directors. That's the whole point of the Nicholson report and the King reports, to do that, to bring in expertise, whether it be financial, whether it be general governance, whether it's going to help you in the sponsorship arena, operational arenas. I mean, that has to be done as a matter of urgency. I mean, it's all very well saying there's not enough expertise. And I'm in a federation, and I know what it's like. You have people who are good in a sport, but when it comes to administration, they're not. They know sport, but they're not administrators. And so, this has to be done. Number two, the latest regulations and government regulations regarding the Companies Act has very severe penalties for directors who don't understand the fiduciary responsibilities. And it's totally unacceptable that the directors you have seem to be non-functional and don't understand what's going on. I'm not exaggerating by saying they could easily be arrested one day for lack of governance and mismanagement of funds, if there are mismanagement of funds. So these things need to be taken extremely seriously. in terms of developing the camera, I want to try and get to a positive note because there's quite a lot of depressing stuff here. I want to try and get to some positive stuff. The first thing I want to do is talk about marathons. My understanding, marathons, all over the country, fall under ASA. Why wouldn't that fall under a separate federation? Because if you're struggling to drive the process, and we're going to talk about transformation just now, and medals in rural areas, but if you're struggling to do that, how can the marathon segment be adequately managed and controlled by ASA? To me, they're two different things. But maybe that's something you should look at. And is it the marathons in there just because of the funds that they bring to the table? I don't know. But I have a suspicion that there might be some linkage to funds there. Surely, with athletics, and you spoke about grass tracks, and we all know about lack of facilities, we all know about lack of funds. But to develop in the rural areas, isn't it about time that we formed little tournaments in all the different provinces around our country and country areas where kids can run barefoot, not to do shot put, not to do the high-tech stuff, to get out and run, whether it's 50 meters, 80 meters, 100 meters. That's how you're going to develop those youngsters. Let them know that they can all go to something and the whole family can enjoy it. And maybe have three or four of these things in each province. And then you bring those kids through. In other words, I'm suggesting a circuit where it doesn't cost a lot of money to get the kids, interact with the Department of Education, get these youngsters who are talented. They can see who can run and who can't. But even if a kid can't, it's good to participate. So I think that needs to be done. I haven't seen what your development program is yet, transformation. But my word, there's so much talent out there, which you've just alluded to. We need to get it out, and they need to be on the world stage. Secondly, I think you need to find a championship within our country. You spoke about not wanting to go overseas because of lack of funds. Let's have a junior championship around our country with points, and people can start coming forward and then go to the senior stuff. And then possibly a national pro circuit like we used to have with Engine and Yellow Pages and so on. I just think that, Mr. Chair, there are some running events that don't cost a lot of money. You know, if we're talking about marathons, my word, to go to schools and say, we want all the boys to come and run. They just run. They don't need boots, fancy gear, hockey sticks, going to swimming pools. They just run. And they can get healthy and enjoy it. And I just think we need to embrace our natural surroundings, Mr. Evans, and we need to get proactive. Now, I know you've got boardroom squabbles and all that rubbish. At the end of the day, we just want to see deliverance. We just want to see deliverance out there because we want athletics to make us proud. One silver medal in the last event of the Olympics, frankly, is not acceptable. But I can see why, Mr. Chair, we didn't do any better. I don't think they're trying to hide anything. I don't think they're pointing fingers at anybody here. It's just a shambles, and it's a pretty sad day for athletics. Thank you.
Honourable Moses. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm actually slightly covered by Honourable Lee and Honourable Dikhatu. But to further stimulate, Honourable Lee asked as to how much did the CFO cost us. I just want to check with as to whether if indeed there is something that he cost us, whether that is a handshake. Would you term it as a handshake? That's my first question. My second question is Honourable Ikhaji asked whether the relationship is healthy. I just want to check your relationship, Mr. Evans, with Mr. Ramal. That's my second question. My last question, Chairperson, would you relate the lack of cash flow to the absence of institutional knowledge and experience, in particular to the absence of the long-term particular secretary? It seems as sponsors are finding you. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honorable Shiva.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm covered.
Honorable Rabita.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is just a short one. It's actually an advice.
I'm told it was a long distance.
It's not distance.
But you are bad in that because of the mess in organization.
Chairperson, my advice is currently schools athletics are currently taking place. And I just want to know, what is ASA doing to go there and scout for talent as, you know, school kids are running? Because maybe, you know, as we have spoken about, you know, school sports, you know, where we can tap in and identify some of the talented young students, you know, to bring them on board and develop them further. You know, unlike when SAA has to finance the event themselves, the event is there, school sports are in process, and what are they doing? Just to go out there or to send people out there to go and identify, you know, talented young students so that they can bring them on board. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't be like you. They talk about the professional runner. It's very important that we do that. And, I'm not sure why, because I do think that the easiest thing to do is to run. And the female and male should be running. Of course, you need some doctors, some time to be around and help professional to avoid when Mr. Lee is organizing his own marathon in PE and someone dies. But these events, the point that I think we are raising here, of course, again, the track and sport. And then I'm not sure what is the experience of that. General. Is the high performance areas of sport. This is by and large now, they're also infected by drugs, performance enhancing drugs. Sometimes athletics would say that they didn't know. I know that there's one, that the one female person was a good runner. And then I used in fact to go for athletics just to watch that person running, Mario Jones at the time. And they, of course, were told that she was using the performance-enhancing drugs, and that she was disqualified. But what makes it difficult, though, Mr. Evans, for men like you and others just to work together for the benefit of the country? What is the difficulty? Because I know that money can corrupt people. Greediness in South Africa becomes a problem. Some of the things that we shouldn't be doing, we are doing because we become too greedy. I don't have understood really what makes men who are successfully running their families very well, or mothers who are successfully running their families very well, but they can't run single sport. And then, even if there are billions of runs in sport, but it shouldn't be. In fact, the more you perform well, the more I think you get more money. Mm. And then the more you perform well, the more you get more money. But it's very strange, really, that people who are very capable, some of them are running successful companies, but they just can't take on sport. I think Ravina is doing well. And then it took them a long time. But I think they're on track now. Swimming in South Africa, I think they're doing well. In fact, anyway, without swimming, we wouldn't get any medal, I guess, except the Calcutta and Smyrna, 800, I think. And then out of that, very general, I thought that in athletic level, we should be performing at the highest level. I don't know what is the problem. Because there are a lot of runners, really, in South Africa, general. I take the view that some of the clubs have collapsed, because of poor leadership, really, because that's the main issue. It's not real money that is a big problem. It's just people who are running these
supporting calls, many of them. I just very greedy. They don't want to listen to anyone. They become God to themselves. They become irresponsible how they run things in our country. And then maybe some of them must be arrested from time to time. Because they're not assisting us really to run. They can't run. Man, run sport is very easy to run sport, I guess. That is a bigger problem that I'm raising, that always frustrates me, because I always thought that sport is the easiest thing to run, because everyone wants to play one way or another. People, they volunteer here to come to this, they like sport, they're very passionate about that. In fact, Madrid is playing Manchester United tonight, the Champions League. And then thousands of South Africans, even those anyway that I told that they don't like soccer, but they're watching that game tonight. The entire South Africa go to shebangs everywhere, everyone is watching, because it's a very popular human activity. But the leadership that has to be. It's a problem. I'm not sure how Mackenzie you are successful in running your the rugby side in terms of the Sharks in KZN. Maybe there's something special that you need.
Special Sangoma.
Maybe special Sangoma. But even Sangoma put in it. And that's to the because it's important the point that I think is raised that there are many. There are two oceans, the Soweto Marathon. There are many areas where people are running. And I would have thought that in fact the people who are coordinators of this is SAA. And then it is
not
in fact, they must sponsor them. They must sponsor them. I'm thinking about the acting CEO. But the point that I'm saying in general, that I think we are running this organization very bad. And I think there will be no reason why we can't run this very well. In fact, it's very strange that the constitution is not yet. And then you wait forever for a constitution. You got, but who elected these board members? Cora, I know that maybe you motivated some of them. Who elected these board members, really? Who don't know what is their role as board members?
No, they elected them.
From Cora's constituents.
Cora's constituents. And then...
No, that is this constituent.
Let us invite you to assist us on this. And then just bearing in mind that we are all interested in sport, development, transformation of sport. We know that other thing will take a little bit longer because of the legacy of apartheid, whether it's violence against women, violence against men, the legacy of apartheid, a very embedded cycle of people, violence. But there's a new thing that it can't be a Lakers of Albert Day. Means just messing up clubs. We can't argue that it's a Lakers of Albert Day. People are messing up clubs everywhere. Everywhere. Clubs are messed up. And then sporting courts are messed up. I'm not sure about some of them, but I think I'm impressed with swimming in South Africa. I think they are well organized. They know what they are doing. They've got a long-term plan. They're implementing it. That's why they're performing at the highest level. And then, of course, we tried it. Sports, of course, I think the rest is history. Ms. Evans, would assist us really to understand the bigger problem. What are the bigger problems? Leave this thing that I don't like you. It can't be a problem. The fact that I never meet you at school, at central school, can't be a problem. The fact that I'm from Soweto, you're from Frantic, can't be a problem. What are the bigger problems in our sporting codes? That thing, they simply fall apart, really. Whether it's soccer, I think they're coming here also to come. They fire each other every week. After 2 days, one is reinstated, one is fired. I think also some Athletic South Africa, you fire this one, you reinstate this one. And there's something wrong somewhere, General, that I think we are not addressing. We are really not addressing. 20 years down the line, I think there should be now stability in terms of our sport. And then we started this negotiation for
Unity in Sport 1991-92. And then surely by this time there should be stability completely in all our sports. And then out of the historians now, I'm not sure who's the next runner in South Africa, who's the next person to run, to take over. And then it's very clear in the general that there's no organization at all. And now I understand why Rabu has been chopped out. I think it's a messy situation on sporting quota.
I didn't get sponsorship.
And then, of course, really, no reasonable business person would come and sponsor something that is embarrassing. Surely no reasonable person. Isn't SABC notwithstanding their own problem? But there are no reasonable person who sponsor us. If even at a governance level, we are not running things correctly. And then really, I think many directors, anyway, the time goes on to be arrested. Because they're just directors, they don't know what is the duty of the director. And some of them are not even trained to this day. Some are moved from singer to come and run. They've never been trained like me. I think they'll cause problems for the first. But to say, friends, I think you will take us through general on high strategic issues. What do you think? These are high strategic issues. Other issues we know, general, but it's just a very important area of life. I think Athletics South Africa can really be the biggest organization. I'm not sure every time it tries to pick up, it goes up. And every time it tries to pick up, it goes up. I think there's a bigger problem that we can assist us to understand. And we are raising this thing in fact because we would love to see you, man, professional. And then we want to see you really doing better. And you must be proud of this sporting code. But all of them, when they come here, when we leave here, we are depressed. We are very depressed. And because we are depressed, even those who are driving on the street, and then the road rage is that they come in. Because of the Athletic South Africa. Can't be right to stay here. What do you want us to do?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I hope we're not to blame all road charities, but I'll leave just a few. I actually need to apologize to start with. I forgot to introduce my colleague to do with me. Mr. Peter Lawrence is the chair of the Track and Field Commission of South Africa. Norman Nkonyane is a member of the Cross Country Commission. And P.B. Martins works for Western Province Athletics, which is the local regional affiliate for us.
But I have to end on. More than a crisis, you know. Yes, I have to end on.
I need to correct something. Mr. D actually corrected you, but he made the same mistake. I made a note to correct it. We've been called SAA a few times. We're in a mess, we're not that big a mess. This is very South Africa.
You're almost similar. Every time, and you always have felt another one comes in within 6 months, neither. You can see a mess that we are in.
That is
but what leads to that, Mr. Evans? Because all of you are running your companies very successfully. Very professional, high level. In fact, some of the real, real CEO international. Although they're born in South Africa. But what makes it difficult to run something that benefits entire society? Because running a company, of course, motivated by your own greediness in terms of profit is hard. But what makes it difficult for people who are running these companies when they run something that benefits the entire nation, they mess it up.
Mr. Chair, I wish I hadn't asked that question. I think that would make a lot of money and write books about it. But it is a very valid point to make, and I think it's something I highlighted previously in an interview with some of the media person who asked me about that same question. And one of the problems that we short of in this country is the mediation process when things go wrong. I just have to place on record that after the last time I've been before this committee, I've got a an email from SASCOC asking me to explain what I said at the committee, so I'm a bit reticent to get into to the involvement, but it's whether they're the right body or not in this current situation, I'm not sure. The position may be compromised by some factor come up. But there is a need for mediation in a situation where things go wrong. What normally happens in sports is everyone sits back until it's a disaster, the love that's happened, and then they say, look what a mess it is. There's a desperate need right now for somebody to step in. The minister's court back in 1995, Minister Ruben Bashley used to go and said, stop this nonsense. And at some level, there's a need for somebody like that. My understanding on the current thing is that there's a number of provinces that are actually making a proposal that there should be a commission of inquiry and then taking it from there. And I think it's something that everyone's going to need to look at that, because as you say, our sport is running because our clubs and our provinces are functioning as much as they are. And at our last council meeting in December, they made it quite clear that they're expecting better leadership from the board, and if not, they're going to take the leadership. And I think that's something that needs to be considered in this situation. And my feeling is that rather than continuing the whole campaign, that there should actually be a cessation of hostilities and there should be proper mediation. Whoever is the right person to do that, I'm not sure, but there needs to be an independent mediation in this process. Because unfortunately, it's not good for the sport, and I can also tell you that sponsors have indicated they're not touching us until we solve this problem. But to get to some of the questions that are answered, I just want to start off, SABC is not a sponsor. SABC is not sponsoring us. SABC broadcast rights. There's a big difference. It was actually a commercial decision. We sold something to them and they bought and paid us for it. So it was a value proposition. It wasn't they're coming in and being nice to us. In fact, they're getting as much out of it as we're getting out of it. So it was a proper contract. In terms of going to the start, obviously, the rest of the delegates can make their contribution after they're finished, but in terms of people saying acting as a lone ranger and that, what I'm perfectly prepared to do is when I get home, I'll send the minutes of all our meetings for the last 2 years to the secretary of this committee, or if he can distribute them. If after that you still say I'm acting as a lone ranger, please tell me, and then I'll resign. But quite honestly, when something is minuted in a board meeting, when people say that and it wasn't, I have a strong objection to that. Everything from this broadcast sponsorship is minuted in the January minutes of our meetings, exactly what the terms of the contract were. The documents that were given to the board members then was clear in that name. When people turn around later and say they know nothing about it, I have a problem with that. So I'm prepared to make
those minutes. How big is that
point? Board is 11. Whether it's too big for a company to run, I'm not sure. It normally is. Most companies don't have boards that big. But that's all the constitution amendments to look at. But I think it's people want to talk transparency. I think we need transparency now, and allegations can't be made in vacuums. So that's an answer to that. The only way I can answer that is saying I'll give you the minutes. If you still feel that I'm acting as a lone ranger and haven't told people, please come back to me afterwards and say why. One of the issues Mr. G raised is whether I'm on the payroll of the Athletic South Africa. Again, from the minutes, it will be quite clear that a remuneration policy was agreed upon. It's clear from the documents that have been distributed by Mr. Imala that several people, in fact, the entire board, benefited from that remuneration policy, except for two people that had submitted their documents. In fact, it was discussed at our board meeting and people were actually pushing for increases in their remuneration. So to say I'm on the payroll, again, I have an issue with that. Let's look at the facts. Let's look at the policies that are agreed upon. If the board agreed upon something, then obviously if I'm responsible for that, then the whole board's responsible for it and I should all resign. The question of it's actually the CEO. Chief Executive Officer, and not the Chief Financial Officer. We don't have a Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Tumark, there was a confidentiality clause in the CCMA agreement, which I need to honour. It hasn't been honoured across the board. I've been reading in the newspapers what it is, which I've contacted him and he said it wasn't there. Because he's not going to get anything. He breaches a confidentiality clause. However, what I do need to add, it was not a golden handshake, not by any stretch of the imagination. Mr. Fumak was called before a disciplinary hearing, appeared before it. The recommendations of the hearing were that he be dismissed. That was implemented by the board. He then took us to the CCMA. Unfortunately, I was not part of the original disciplinary hearing deliberately. My attorney advised that I not get involved because of the position I'm in. So I did not testify, and I did not guide that process. Mr. Marlin, Mr. Malloy guided that. Unfortunately, when it came to the CCMA case, our attorney advised me that he couldn't get hold of Mr. Marlin, Mr. Malloy, so I had to call, I was called as a witness, as one of the witnesses. Unfortunately, no board members were present at the hearing, so it was left to me to actually deal with it, despite the fact that they both felt embarrassed and I'm not. And I must tell you, the travel that I have to do actually takes a hell of a strain. Anyone that thinks it's fun standing in hotels and sitting in airport lounges is welcome to it. I think most of the members of this committee will understand that. What happened during that case is that it was quite clear that that matter was going to run for several days. It was more than likely, even if we were successful, that it would go on appeal to the Labour Court, and then quite possibly it would go on to the Labour Appeal Court from there onwards if we were successful. Our legal advisors, and they signed the agreement. I did not sign the agreement, our legal advisors signed the agreement. And if anyone knows about the law, the legal advisors are the Dominus Litis, so they need to take instructions, but it is there, they are actually in charge of the case. Their advice was that we settle, because the cost was simply going to be enormous in legal fees, and in terms of members of staff and members of the organization having to attend. I spent 2 days up in Joburg twiddling my thumbs and giving evidence. Which was time I could have been spent elsewhere. So their advice, based on legal considerations and financial considerations, it would make sense to settle at that stage and not to continue with the case any further. Simply because the legal fees ultimately would have been more than any settlement that was reached. So it was based on advice from our legal advisors. They signed the settlement agreement. And so it wasn't me continuing to some elaborate agreement with them. And I would really appreciate the support from other board members at that hearing. In terms of the question of Mr. I'm just going to run through them in the order that the questions are asked. Mr. Sepeng in the street athletics. That's something Mr. Sepeng actually spoke to me about in November 2011, October. And he first approached me with this policy and the project, and I said, this is great, please run with it. Mr. Fomark actually took it further with him. There are currently projects being run in terms of sport and recreation funding, the development funding and received. It is a brilliant idea. So Mr. Sepeng he's an icon. Ezekiel Sepeng is one of the icons of athletics. And he has done a fantastic job of getting his kids to come take part. The idea is to have an athletics meeting in the street. They run from this pole to that pole. It's not 100 metres or 50 metres, it's from here to there. Another bringing in some of the field events. For example, you can use javelin or those juggling javelins. They don't hurt anyone and they're not going to damage the javelin or the street. And there has been more buying from municipalities, particularly in the northwestern Gauteng area. It is something that needs to be rolled out throughout the country. I think the problem is a capacity issue. Mr. Sepeng also can't fly around the country easily. But it's something that the idea of that is that the kids that aren't part of the formal system take part there and we identify the talent. He's also been adamant, and I support him on this, that it's not for primary school kids, this is actually meant for the older kids that we can then take straight into the system. He has been identifying talent and putting them in touch with the clubs and the coaches in the area. So it is something that really can be rolled out right across the country without too much problem. Mr. Corey's questions, the meeting with unconstitutional, I think that unfortunately is going to either not get resolved before this week, or it sounds like it might end up in a court case, which is something I think everyone should try and avoid. I've said that in the letter quite clearly why I believe it's unconstitutional. But if people feel otherwise, then unless there's a mediation process before then, unfortunately it might be mediated by a judge. Unfortunately, our constitution has the prescripts as exactly how meetings called, and they haven't been followed. As regards whether the relationship is healthy, particularly I think there was questions that I asked between myself and Mr. Marla, there's not a healthy relationship on the board. There's a divide. I'll be open about that. I don't think it's something that's irreparable. I think it's a case of everyone sitting in a meeting and discussing things rather than calling meetings to grandstand and I think
what is the real cause of the problem? What divides you?
Mr. Chair, I don't know, because we have a board meeting and we agree upon things and then we walk out and there's disagreement afterwards. I'm not sure. I know our company secretary actually resigned after this meeting was called because he said that he just can't work with people that are squabbling. At the last meeting, actually gave a long lecture to everyone about the fact of disagreements and a way to disagree. Quite possibly one of the problems, and if something was highlighted at that meeting and it was agreed upon, but it hasn't been implemented, and I asked Mr. Ramallah to implement it, was board training for board members. Mr. McKenzie alluded to the fact that, I think you did too as well, is that we get people that have actually no experience in financial issues, and it's daunting. I've been lucky because I've come from a commercial and legal background, so I'm aware of a lot of the dangers and the pitfalls. But when you don't understand what the train is going to hit you around the corner, it's going to hit you. It's the part of the process. Yes, that's the problem. Is it, and it's something I think that needs to be addressed throughout all sports, is the issue of governance is our constitutions. I think cricket was saved by the Nicholson inquiry, is that if you don't have experience with the commercial world, you're going to have a problem. You need a balance between the administrators and the experienced people. I think every board in the world that's been successful has been based on that. And a lot of it is inexperience on how to deal with things. And I know that our company secretary is very strong on that, is that he felt that he can't work with an organisation that's not following the basic principles. And then the problem is in our situation is that because of the organisation has been relatively weakened, there isn't a position where people are worried that they need to get wrapped over the knuckles if something goes wrong. But I can tell you from our meeting in December, I think our province is actually the patients that are running out. Whether they've got people to replace us with is the next question, but I think that there's a risk that their patients has run out. But that's why I say I think there is a need for somebody to step in and say, guys, just sit in a room and actually find out what the problem is, find out how you can work together. You can remove a person. That person's going to sit on the outside and they're going to remove you. If you can't follow, you can't lead. And that's something I think has to be known throughout. It doesn't help. There was a statement made by, and to answer the question of Mr. Ramallah, in 2011 he gave a newspaper interview in which she said that his aim was then undermine me. That's happening again. It's just something that's unfortunately not the way organisations are run. No matter how much you don't like a person, you have to work together. But give an example of this committee that you're all from different parties, but you all seem to speak the same. Okay, you're hammering us for this. That's why you're speaking the same tune, but you're right. And there's no reason why disagreements can't get through. This country actually proved it to us, the world, and now we're proving that we can't work together. But there is a healthy situation. It does need to be sorted out. I don't believe it should be a case of casualties or anything on the way. It should be something that people need to be forced to get together. In terms of the financial situation, we do have a problem at the moment. Staff haven't been paid. It's one of the problems I had with this situation, is that we don't have staff members. They actually said no, they're not going to work until they're paid. That will be sorted out within this next month because of the SWC deal that's been signed. Unfortunately, we've been working with them to try and get Virgin Finance pending that. Again, it's something that was foreseen. Our staff unfortunately didn't present all the documents on time, so it should have. It's one of these, an experienced organisation that Virgin Finance would have been going good. I'm anticipating within a week that the issue should be dealt with. And all the prize money and that outstanding to me should be paid. In terms of the question whether I'll be attending that meeting, the problem I have is that certain people have been phoned and told that their plane tickets have been paid for. Nobody's paid for my plane ticket. I'm not prepared to sponsor the organisation anymore. I've had to pay out of my own pocket for far too many things so far, and I'm not buying a plane ticket to Johannesburg in my own pocket to attend any meeting that's unconstitutional. So until...
But who's going to be in a meeting?
Mr. Ramallah. My vice president.
Constitutional, who convenes? I mean, not a president and a CEO?
Normally the CEO would send out the notice of the meeting. In our case, we've had a company secretary, so he's been sending out the notice. Unfortunately, he wasn't consulted before the notice was sent out. I can say, and just going back to the financial, those problems I do foresee within the next 10 days maximum to be solved. In terms of Mr. McKenzie's questions, you made very good points about the non-functionality of organisations. I think that's something that's a broader issue, not just the Felix. The amendment to the Constitution has been on the cards for a long time. Unfortunately, it's a situation that has been driven because it's not a general desire to do it. There's been several times it has come onto the table. but something that now, unfortunately, people don't do that before the end of May, the companies that amend our constitution for us. You make a very valid point about the penalties for not complying with fiduciary duties, and that has been explained to them, to the current board, on a couple of occasions. And we're going to have to wait to the book and see. Unfortunately, there's only so much advice you can give to people. But it's unfortunate, and I think that's something that maybe this committee needs to recommend to the department, that they should be trained automatically when there's a new board elected. They should be trained on their duties. The questions and marathons, I think you're possibly leading to road running in general, not just
for marathons. Well, I didn't have a problem with the government don't run sport. And the sport is run by, you know, that sometimes when we get too much involved, we go to FIFA or so. And I think we go to Athletic International, if you are athletic. Boxing, you go to Boxing International, government is interfering. Because it's a very difficult thing. It's a very difficult thing. In fact, even a committee, I think it's a very difficult thing. Even if you do have ideas what we should do. And there will always be limitations because the sport is run by you, who are running federation. Our view is just to change the law. We can change the law and never get rid of every federation if you want to do so. But it's not advisable to do so. It is a very dynamic situation, that even if we meet with you, we just hope that we persuade you. You use your own conscience to understand what you are trying to say. But we can't force you, because you are running this as a sporting federation, not government issues. It's a very difficult thing. But I hope that you are bought also as many women. Because if these men can't run it, I think we must take two women.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My suggestion isn't that it's clearly that the government the department should look at the training of people, not the actual telling them how to run it. And I agree with you, the mediation. But mediation should never be a forced solution. It should be getting people to agree. In terms of the question of the road running, it in fact can't be separate. And in fact, water was one of the problems back in the 80s, that it was separate, so there was the haves and the have-nots. The biggest issue is that the IWF won't recognize a separate federation, because the sport's integrated. In fact, I also sit in the IWF Road Running Commission, and the majority of the people there are actually track and field people to start with. David Baker, who's the chair, it was actually a world record holder in the 5,000 metres. 10,000 metres. And so there's a big crossover between track, cross-country and road. Where you actually are making a very valid point is that currently road running is one, not the Athletic South Africa, but the provincial federation. Because the license fees and levies and that go to the provincial federation. And I can confirm there that I think probably about 80% of funding comes from that source. It is actually one of the problems, because Track and Field internationally is actually the sponsor bringer. And that is where we're falling flat. If we could build on that current base and add the sponsorships from Track and Field and the expertise in Track and Field, people watch, tune into the Olympics to watch 100 meters, not the marathon. We should be in that same situation in South Africa. So having two separate ones is probably a dangerous situation. However, I can also say one of the reasons why there's such a the sport is running on the ground, and that's why it can actually be bigger than it is, and quite easily, is because of the big races are funding the rest. There's no doubt about that. In terms of having tournaments where the kids can just run around, there actually is, as part of the IWF long-term athlete development program, with kids athletics, where they actually don't do formal events. They have to do all the events, and they do it in a team contest. Western Province Athletics has a current program. People will actually know when the next competition is. And maybe we should actually invite the members of this committee to see what can be done cheaply. It costs about 3,000 rand to buy a pack of equipment for it, and it can be done anywhere. You can do it in the field, you can do it in the road, you can do it. I was at an IWF competition last year, and I actually did it in the streets of Barcelona, literally in the streets. I closed the street and did a competition there. And it's cheap. So, and it introduces the kids to the sport. In terms of the championships, there is a junior championship coming up in 2 weeks' time. month now, really, because we came in April. There's the junior championships, there's the schools championships in 3 weeks time. So the competitions actually are taking place at the moment, and we're very successful at junior level. There's no doubt about it. Our standard is very high. That's the step that's going up above that. One thing we have to remember is that the sport's not just about running. It's also about jumping and throwing. Neither of the training manual actually calls it run, jump, throw. And it's a jump and throw that we vary it. It's running with what we do. I've answered the question about the CEO, and I can't disclose this, the content of the settlement, because of respect to him for confidentiality, which is that it wasn't a golden handshake. It was, I can tell you, a lot substantially less than he was asking for. He was asking for a year's salary. He actually started asking for 7 years' salary, which is rather quickly advised he can't. The cash flow situation, yes, it is a lack of institutional knowledge, without a doubt. The lack of CEO is definitely impacted upon it, because there's no management of the office, so therefore there's no management of the funds at the moment, which unfortunately is an obligation that's been passed on to me, which I've had to do in addition to everything else. That is without a question of doubt a problem with that situation. I have to admit to that. Jefferson, you also alluded to performance enhancing drugs. I also need to add there, obviously, that we had a huge problem last year with a lot of failed dope tests. That's not necessarily because of an increased incidence of drug usage. The sales are very good. They're one of the best in the world in terms of catching people. And a lot of it's quite pure naivety. Athletes taking stuff that they didn't think about before they did. And there's a big need for an education program around that. Because unfortunately, some of our promising up-and-coming athletes were caught unnecessarily. Unfortunately, we also have to say that there was one schools meeting that tested it last year, and they had paired schools that had nothing to do with the main system, and they had two failures, and one for steroids. And he didn't even pitch up his disciplinary, so he was just blasé about it. So that is a concern, and I think if we get down to the schools meetings, we could have quite a few more failed tests. Something I also need to add in terms of the rural areas and the problems and challenges we have there. Our affiliates in the Transkei, for example, is really struggling because of the pure distances between areas. It's easy to say one or two competitions in an area, but that's just vast areas to cover. And driving between Joburg and Pretoria is easy because the roads are so good. Driving 200 km in the Transkei can take a day sometimes. And those are the challenges we need to address. The Eastern Cape Sports Council has been quite good at offering support, but we need to, that is still going to be a challenge. And of course, the Northern Cape, the systems that you're traveling there are just prodigious. That is proving a challenge to us. I think I have answered all the questions that you asked.
President, on page 8, your second last paragraph. You see there's a dysfunction between school sports teams and the federations. Have you ever engaged the Department of Education around this? Because, when you go to your constituencies, you see there is athletics happening. And there it's a mix. This man can land not confirm that in Poland it's happening, SWD is happening. Now I think that as SARU has sat down with education and what they do, if you look at this Coca-Cola, things are happening. And that's where you unearth this talent. I think there is a need for Athletic South Africa to engage. Because there must be a way that you find each other. Now it's going to be difficult, it's an issue of theft, but persuade each other. You know what, when you want a new girlfriend, she says no, and some following me, you come after 3 weeks, and she, things are done. Thank you.
That was very nice. Talk about the girlfriend of 19th century.
That's why those last so long.
Yeah, Chairperson.
Not just listening, you met it in Missouri.
Chairperson, no, not
only the line against business about that at that spot.
Yeah, no, and that's where people get it at.
Chairperson, I also asked the question about the support from the municipalities. You know, the big funding and plus the other fund with USDG funds. And, you know, we...
You must write that down.
That's the one thing. The last question from my side, Chairperson, it's regarding women on the board or in your administration. And I thought it would be easy, Chairperson, to find women. Because we have, if you look at ex-athletes, there are so many of them, and they were the best performers. And why is it difficult to get these people involved again? Because, you know, to me it's not about just to have a woman there, Chairperson. To me it's about to have expertise there. And they have the expertise, they have the knowledge of the sport. And why is it so difficult, Chairperson?
Chairperson, I've got a similar question with people with disabilities. How do they manage that? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. President, the Chairperson, it has been alluded to that people should get to the government and experience what is taking place, especially in the general referred to school sport, and before I also referred to school sport, I'm wearing my national school organization colors here, and I'm Chairperson for Track and Field Primary Schools. I'm also the Chairperson of Track and Field ASA. So my experience is to the lowest level. I'm hosting a preschool competition on Friday, preschool in Al Yusufa. It starts from 5 o'clock and it ends at 6:30. I invite you all to it. It took place for the past 7 years, and all the monies that we gathered at the gates go to a school. We hand it over to a school. And this is part of how we reach out and how we, you know, get the interest of children into sport in this time, athletics. I would have loved to have had this document of the President earlier on. I mean, I don't know when you have invited ASA to this meeting. And I would have loved that one of the provinces here, SWD, Western Province of Holland, of the executive should have been here. The one lady, I believe, Mr. Evans, is from Western Province office. So, you see, the provinces are directly affiliated with ASA. So I don't know what contribution, with all due respect, the lady can bring to this forum. Then, one doesn't need to have a qualification to be a good leader. I am only a principal of a school. And as I pointed out, one girl, I've grown from where I was to where I am now. And anyone are allowed to grow in that position. I think all of you, you are all first timers in what you have started. And you grew in that. You must allow people to grow.
If they want to grow.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good rule to do.
But I mess up every day. The cases, the principal must grow, but the principal every year only one child passed. The Department of Education must come and remove that
principal.
But you are raising a very
That's a generalization.
Is that from generalization to specific?
Yes, of course, yeah. Agree to that. Mr. Chairperson, yes, athletics is should be the flagship of sports in South Africa because it is a mother sport. You start to run, you start to practice. Before any sport, you do that. It's only in America that gymnastics is the mother sport. Yes, I agree with the chief, with the president, that we cannot differentiate or move road running from the three-legged system. That is the example we follow from the IWF. Yeah. You have touched on issues of the CEO and the monies that were involved, and the president referred to the confidentiality clause, the RA. So those contracts that have been signed was also experienced as part of the confidentiality clause. We don't know. I hear that it has been signed on our behalf by the lawyers. I don't know who the lawyers are, but I hear that it is so. With regard to contract being signed, in the end, it is the chairperson who signed the contract, but we as a board should know the content of the contracts that, and should agree to that. Whilst I'm talking, you will experience that there is a difference, and there is a difference between opinion, myself and the president, and he would agree to it. Because I have many a times asked him, I'm just staying 75 kilometers away from him. If you have any problems to discuss or need to discuss points, call me and I'll come over to you on my choices. So, yeah, we said today, and obviously we were there because we didn't engage. It was referred here to the Yellow Pages. I've asked the president specifically, who walked away? The Yellow Pages or ASA? He said nobody. So there was a story.
Not your mouth.
Maybe. There you go then. I don't know, Afrikaans expression is great and powerful. our core business is to give athletes the opportunity to participate, to qualify for international championships. And we are lacking that, because now athletes have to qualify at the championships, as a championship, because there's no intermediate or competitions in between except those qualifying rounds in their provinces. And I agree with the president that we, and the previous speaker, that we should create opportunities within South Africa so that athletes with an international flavor. Fortunately, we have one of that on our what you call it, league or roster, which take place in the latter part of August, yeah. So ASA has now to look for sponsors, and because as pointed out, the SABC is not a sponsor. However, I don't want to ponder on the SABC because I have my certain reservations which was raised in the council meeting. With regards to meetings and minutes and stuff, I think there is a confusion, not that you are confusion between when it is a board meeting and when it is a board of directors meeting. You know, the president pointed out here, he's the chairperson, he's the president of Athletics South Africa. And he referred to the constitution, that's so very clear on it. The constitution needs to be changed to address the issue. But you know that rugby has changed from a Section 21 company. There were some changes, and I believe in the Western province also. But we need really to have a look at the constitution. I served on the ASM board from the interim, and I know that at some time we have received, I think, 17 million, right? From the lottery. You were with me on the board, sir.
I'm sorry, I just have to correct that. Before the committee's misled, I was not at the board during that time, but it was an interim board that Romali was chairing. I resigned from that board in January last year, and then lost that money was received after that, so that's the correct position.
Well, the committee will agree with me that Mr. Evans served with me on the board, the pamphlets will be up, but taking over the new board, and there was outstanding documentation, you should know how much money the lotto gave to ASA. And I thought that that money would have been sufficient to resolve our issues. So what I'm trying to say, I know very little about taking place in ASA financial issues.
But we are a board member, even now.
Well, I agree to that. I am a board member. But I explained to you that...
We are one of the 11.
I explained to you that I don't know the contract that has been signed. I don't know what is the contents of the contract. I don't know what is the financial. I know that we don't have money, but really, sir, we just referred that there's been contract signed with the CEO, and it's not the only one. There was also the case of Malahopi. The previous, from the Chweni constituency, that has also been, there has also been a settlement in that regard. So I don't know what that was, or neither. It's unfortunate to sit here. I'm actually ashamed because this is not what my contribution is and should be. Mine up to now is a very successful one, and to come and sit here and to defend the situation which I know prevail is not good. And I agree with Mr. Evans. There is the situation within the board is not healthy. And it needs, definitely, it needs good leadership. One need to understand people, as I pointed earlier out, that people need to grow. You referred to, it was referred by 7 years, I know why the 7 years come with regard to the CEO, because he received a contract of 7 years, which we as members of ASA, the board itself, in the meeting where it was announced by the CEO himself that he signed a contract of 7 years. We all came to know about the 7 years of that day. Referring to the ASA plan, our main purpose to produce athletes, medals, so forth. And I'm serving on this the structure that should produce those medals, which is track and field. And I'm really struggling. To get to the world arena, you need to have standards. And these standards need to be, you see, to be looked at and be adapted or changed so that eventually when we talk about 2016, we produce athletes of world class quality. So my task is to draw up qualifying standards. And these standards, together with the other committees, from there should be a plan to take South African athletics forward. This is not a plan. We need to have a business plan. If you speak about swimming South Africa came here and they presented their plan taking aquatics further, we also need to have such a plan. If Mr. Kola speak about transformation of rugby, rugby had a plan, they put a plan onto the table. And I think many of you know that I personally have had a lot of fights with rugby in the past to transform. I've been taken to high court several times on transformation and the pain that one's family goes through. So I'm not here serving on this highest level of sport for my own benefits. I'm serving here for the children and the essence of our country. And I'll go on. Whatever he takes, I'll definitely go on. I hope that I have presented some light on some of the issues that is definitely a concern. You've mentioned about the penalties and this stuff that people, board of directors, they should, when elected, they should know about their positions and why they should, on this board. So, I think from the president's side, he also mentioned that some people lack experience, and one needs not to generalize it. Not everybody is on power issues. There should be programs in place to assist in the qualifications or education of people in that field, and that comes from leadership. One needs also to take many of the answers that has been said here should be put in context, because in many instances blame was reverted to other people. My granddaughter asked me the other day, what is a rebel? And I have to explain to her, what is a rebel? I said that in the African context, all black people who are speaking their democratic rights are rebels. So this is an explanation that I gave to them. But I'm trying to get rid of this rebel status.
But, that's fine.
there's a bit of problem though.
Yeah.
It's just we must, one way or another, I think we must really try to address some of the issues. Because they are very difficult. The board is, I'm not sure whether the board can come before the committee or not. And then we should consider that, I think, legally. The board can appear before the committee and just have a discussion. Not about the plan of development, but about the resolution of some of the problems. Because if the board can't function as a unit, I don't think we are going to achieve what we want to achieve. I don't think we are going to even have sponsors, really, because otherwise, no sponsor can give you money if what is happening here can happen on the spot. That it will be a very difficult situation. And I think, Cora, I saw your hand. You weren't doing that thing. Cora?
Yeah. Thank you, sir. chair, it's clear there is a bigger problem here. The issue of that chair, we should call the entire board. I agree with that. Many of these things which have been raised, you can get to the bottom of. The lot of money, you can get that information from lots. The sooner we call this board, the better. Yeah. And I think SASCOC is supposed to be the one who resolves these issues and what they need. We need to call SASCOC as well and ask them, what is this thing? And if SASCOC is not impartial, then we can deal with that one. I would also say that let's also look, if that thing is too long, then you can look at a smaller group of committee members to engage these board members so that one can get to the bottom of it and say that this is the report. That is it. Because SASCOC is the creation of Parliament. So SASCOC must, as I say that if one had got this information earlier, I would have phoned Tabby last night and just say, Tabby, can you clear some of this thing for me? So that when I get into this meeting, I understand exactly what is SASCOC's position on this issue. Because in the input of the president, it was said that SASCOC would not also be correct, or I don't know whether I understood you correctly, that the institution to deal with this matter. So if that is the case, then I'd say I then call the board and the CEO of SASCOC. And then we just deal with it. We have to deal with it the whole day. And then they must wait to get in the house, we come out of the house, we continue with it. Because if you want to correct what's happening in ASA, they need to be assisted. It's clear they won't be in a position to resolve this among themselves. You hear what Mr. Lawrence is saying, and differing what the president is saying, what have you. And we can't allow such a situation that because it's going to be a fight and it's not going to be good for the image of ASA, because it's going to be in the press. So thank you, that's my contribution, sir.
Well, Robert, sir.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I concur with the honorable member, because at the end of the day, it is the athletes that actually suffer. So I think the sooner we resolve the matter, the better. I thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not going to blab any of these points, but as I say, I will submit the 4 minutes. If people still believe that the board doesn't know what's going on, then they must please advise me.
But how many boards do I have? How many boards do you have? One board.
There is one board, and this is why I'm confused and completely baffled by the comment that was made earlier. There is Village South Africa is a non-profit company in terms of the register, in terms of section of the Companies Act. Our letterhead clearly states that it's a non-profit company with a registration number. Anyone standing for election has to have known that when they stood for election, they were standing for election to the board of Village South Africa, which is a company. There can't be two boards in a company. There's one board. The company's actually, the board means it's board of directors. So I'm completely and utterly flawed when people say that they're not sure if they mean attending a meeting of the board or the board of directors. It's the same organization. And I think that part of the flaw in this whole thing is that people don't understand the responsibility to stand for election, that they are taking on responsibilities and they have to act according to the responsibilities by the law. It's not me that's saying it, it's actually this organization that we're sitting in here, or Parliament that decided that, no one else. So we register as a company and you become a board member, you become a board of directors. They're really part of the board of directors, so there is one board.
But your board really emanates from the provinces, you know?
No, it's elected from the provinces, that's correct.
Yeah, elected from the provinces, and then they're forwarded to national to become then the board members.
No, the provinces all meet and they elect at the same
spot, and elect the board. Anyone who lobbies can be a board member.
If they're nominated correctly in terms of the constitution, yes. We've got a constitution, which is the question is whether it's followed at the moment.
It's difficult.
It's the same with Mangawu.
No, this one. No, this one is more the confused one. Because generally, the board of any company, they are appointed on their capacity to assist the company to work. Not in terms of because anyone who does business become a board member, even if I don't know what is the board all about, it can be a very serious problem. But let us have a discussion, I guess, in one meeting where all of us will be then easily to address some of the issues and challenges. And then, of course, hopefully, the Evans and you and the team will be able, also the sports department also, we should be able to have a discussion with the minister today just to ensure that these things are managed very well. They can cause a lot of problems and frustration. Because I don't think we can then produce any winning athletes if the situation is like this at the moment. I think it's a big problem. Then this, I think the board then is a bigger issue that we must address. And otherwise we'll be having many so-called red bears. They cause problems for Mr. Lawrence and the young kids at home, what is the red bear? Because they explain all these things. We'll be the West Indies red bears, and some of them are sitting today and they are sad. But the point that I think is that we should try to do, though, is just to go to what is the plan for 2016? And then I take the point that Mr. Lawrence here raised. I think it's an important point we note that. And because one thing that you were saying is that some of the proposals that are here is really what you also submitted to Lotto for Lotto funding. I'm not sure that they are funding you now or not. They suspended their funding because of the former funding, the problems there. And because I think we must start the board sooner, then the minister must start the board sooner. The constitutional cause is there. I'm not sure it is very good for you to work in a modern organization. But there are problems there. And I think the member of the board is saying also about his own view about how the board functions, how things work. I think that's a bigger problem. We shouldn't really labor in this meeting, I guess. We should try to have other meetings as well, the discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I just want to add one thing that so that everyone is aware of it, because there seems to be allegations being put across to me in this meeting from Mr. Lawrence that all the documentation has been sent through to our office. I'm the chair president of an organization. I do not have to send it to every single board member. I send it to our office. The information is in the office. They're entitled to ask for it in the office. The fact that I do not have it, the question has to be asked, why haven't I asked for it? The information is sent through to the office. All the documentation is there. They also had people running the office during that time. I cannot take responsibility for everything I've done. I'm afraid that is completely not the unfair comment, and I just needed to add that to it. I just want to add in terms of the lotto, that 17 million was actually to say straight it was meant for a specific project. It was not meant to pay off debt. So any project was spent, by the time we took over in September 2010, that money had mostly been spent. So the 17 million had been spent during that time. It was not available for spending paying off debt because that was one of the conditions that the lotto put in. It's actually in their contract. So that hasn't helped the situation. Since that 2010, we have not received lotto funding. But to add to your comment, I think it's something that needs to be addressed, is that it's very difficult for any head when you have to apply for lotto funding on a year-to-year basis and not aware when your application is going to be dealt with and whether it will be successful or not. It needs to be an ongoing plan adopted by the lotto.
Okay. No. I think that's how we should.
Yeah.
Mr. Lee? No, I want us to wrap up.
Yeah, no, Chairperson. Really, it's about wrapping up now. You know, I don't want fingers to be pointed here at one another, Chairperson. This would happen at board level, Chairperson. There should be regular board meetings. And regular, I don't know how regular you have meetings, Mr. President, and there you should have all these discussions. And this is not really good. You know, this is not the forum, Chairperson. The forum and the invitation we sent was, give us your plan, and we listened. And now I'm just waiting on the minister, Chairperson. It wasn't mere permanent wijsdrijf in die chairperson. It is not right, it's wrong. And therefore, I need those minutes to see whether everything in it tallies up, chairperson.
Okay, no, I think the teachers have assisted us though to understand the challenge that they are facing. I think it was very good though. Because then you know very well now without pretenses that the real challenge that Mr. Evan was talking about. And therefore you committee using your channel and recommendations to other structures that will come in and try to assist some of these issues. And hopefully, of course, the sport council also, some of them, they can assist. I think there are many people. And I guess they can try to assist at the moment to deal with some of this problem. I think the board is 11. I think they're all male. All male.
No, Mr. Chairperson, there's five ladies.
Six male. There are five ladies. Okay, so four ladies.
Can you count 1, 2, 3, 4? Five.
Okay. Oh, okay, but general, that means there are 11 all in all. Whatever number, but there are females who are there. There are 4 or 3 or 2 is 5, but there are females who are there. And then I think we should have some discussion, a friendly discussion really, with the board ourselves and just to them to take us through, because the one that is very difficult though, Mr. Lawrence and Evans, is that whatever you do at the end of a day, you are doing on behalf of all of us. When you go and participate in Rio de Janeiro 2016, you are going there on our behalf. If you are not comfortable that you are doing well in fact even running this, there's no doubt that we won't win anything. And I'm not sure that Pistorius will be there at that time or not. But we may not even win anything. And because it seems there's a problem, I'm not sure about Castor's menu, it will be there or not. I don't know about that. But I think we should move with necessary speed really, to prepare ourselves very well for 2016 Rio de Janeiro. All other issues really, I guess, should be addressed with necessary speed. Because they delay growth as sport, all what the thing is doing one way, if the board as a whole is not really running the show rightly, ensure that things are managed accordingly. And then hopefully one day we'll also be invited to attend the board meeting. I think you can have an invitee in a board meeting. It would be a good idea that one day Mr. Lee, you are invited to attend as in by chair of the president, and maybe some will remove you there.
No, this man will just go and recruit what he
did.
I think we should do that, and really we should thank them, Ms. Evans, for their presentation. It's very helpful for us to know what is happening, and hopefully we'll be able then to address some of the issues. We should really deal with the question of athletics South Africa soon, because it's a very important board. It can, as we are saying, that it can employ almost 50,000 coaches. If we organize ourselves very well, we can also make a lot of contribution to fighting general discipline in our society, but also creating some job opportunities. It may not be a job in terms of this and that, but there can be a lot of opportunities of training people, ensuring that we equip them, the young people who are unemployed in our country. I think there are a lot of opportunities. That's why I think you must take this very, very serious and assist us to actually. Because it's very clear that people who are running companies very well, they can't run and they work for the benefit of the country. Because the Section 21, no non-profit vehicle, is there yet to assist us. And I think we should work out in that way, and we accept that. And we'll sit down as a committee, look at the whole issue. Surely I guess that will approach Sascock Corazon de Mascan has to brief us about some of these issues before we take a final decision what should be the way forward on some of these issues. Good luck again for the board meeting whenever it sits. And address this thing again. You represent our aspirations, really. It's not about individuals. Let's work it out. And hopefully, we'll also invite members sometimes to attend the board, just to reflect how the board meetings sometimes are run. Because, and then if they're not run also correctly in other areas, they can cause problems. But in other areas, when you put in people, and then thinking that there's money to be earned there, at the end of the day, there's no money, they can cause another problem too. And then it's a very difficult situation. I think we should work it out to honorable members of that way. A great thank you for having us for coming. And then thank you for the ladies who are here. Hopeful that as you go back to Western Cape, we must see Lana, some of these areas happening. When is it happening in Kukulet, closing a street somewhere, instead of having a shipping tent, we have runners there. I think we must do that sooner. Because it's important to do that because we can be able then to address the delinquents among the young people in our country. All these young men and women who are taking liquor and drugs, especially because sometimes they don't have opportunity to go and to recreational facilities, go for sport, whatever sport that is there. If we remove the speed with the robbers, we can address some of the problem. We can delay some of these young boys to get involved in many activities because we are going to test them. And earlier on, you can see them that already hooked to drugs. It's very easy to do that. I think that's why we want sport more than ever before. And that's why we wanted to invite you, especially because of that. Because if you organize yourself very well, I think there are a lot of people who can be running in all rural areas. Even in rural areas, there's a road there, there's a school there, I think they can run. Therefore, organizational that way can also instill some discipline and assist us to address the real problem that is facing all of us. The youth of our country, all the atrocities that are committed now in our society. Some of the reasons that the young people got nothing else to do. They are loitering in every corner of the street after they are out of school. I'm not sure in Kailish, I think Pumzi knows about this thing better. But the point that you are raising is that notwithstanding that the board may have problems, but just assist us to ensure that things are working accordingly. Because it's for our own benefit really. And many people who are here are parents. Even Denver, I think all of you are parents. I think we must be interested to see sport in our country being developed seriously. Because we'll assist you too as a parent to see kids playing, see kids taken away from the street, see these young boys doing something that is much more useful. I think that is the reason why we are much more angry with our sporting coach in South Africa. Except the one that you have met, the rugby is promising. And then I think we are relatively happy now. They've taken a decision. They are very clear that they are committed in transformation. Then it's going to take long. Cricket, I think because of the intervention of the court, I think they are going to be organized. I don't know what is happening. But I think they are going to be organized. And swimming is doing well, rowing is doing well. There's no reason why Athletics South Africa can't be the best aligned organization. If there's no reason really why you can't be the best run organization, if you think for us, of course, if you think for your selfish interests and greediness, we will really let us down. But if you are thinking about the interests of all of us who are parents to see our kids successfully doing anything, not even to perform at a higher level, but just them to get involved on a daily basis, it can bring a lot of discipline to them. They can perform better at schools. Because those who are playing, who are involved in sports, they perform better at school. In fact, Lawrence, the team, went to Argentina. And then they took us through how they have developed as a nation now. but also the discipline that was built by popular sports, general social sport as they call it. Because even you, we want you to do social sport. Everyone must engage and then sport, social sport. Out of that, then can have a higher performance sport. Really, if you can assist us on that, I think we'll be very good on that. I saw Kora with his team there. A nice team there. I think it's doing well. I think it's one of the few members of parliament who are organizing young people to get involved in sport. And Lindy, Samuel, and Rua Kays are there. And they are doing well, I think, both of them. They're doing that. I'm not sure about the things. And sport facility in PE. But generally, I think they're doing well. Because unless we do that as a nation, I think we are going to find it very difficult to defeat crime in our country and defeat drugs problem in our country. I'm not saying that crime is caused by that. But one of the contributory factors is that far more for young boys and girls are just virtually killed. They are roaming the street everywhere. But nothing has to do. There's no hope for them. If there's hope for them that they are playing something, I think they will be much more disciplined and assist us to address them. That's why really we are persuading you, Mr. Evans, as the president, to turn things around. We hope we will support you to have turn things around a little bit. I think the government will support things turn around. Good luck for 2017. Good luck for all the... In fact, this year you've got a lot of events. The Youth Championship, Ukraine, African Championship, Rwanda, a lot of activities already that are facing athletics South Africa. We wouldn't have time to waste except to concentrate on this thing. I hope for really are going to not let us down in Rwanda, Ukraine, even in Moscow. Because it seems really a very important international event. 2014 is low debt. 2015 is also loaded. Therefore, we wouldn't have time to wait for it. I think if we can do that, I think Mr. Lee, you'll measure their performance on those areas. And then you may then interview. Maybe we should elect you to fill a board member, also be a reference. So thank you very much, colleagues, for your attendance. And thank you again for raising this thing open and friendly. And I think that's very useful, that it must be open and friendly. And hopeful members have learned that there are issues that they have to address themselves as policymakers. And thank you very much for Mr. Lawrence for coming on. You have assisted us, and hopefully they won't call you a rebel very soon. But you must not be a rebel without a cause. All rebels, they have a human cause. Otherwise, they become bad. But we should really address some of these issues seriously and move on and address some of the problems. Thank you very much. And honourable members, I think the meeting is adjourned.
Chicky was okay,
no, but we can't discuss with our friends.
Yeah, but they can.
So must allow our friends to go. Paul, you are doing well, Paul.
Yeah, no. The boats are normal. Aboard.
Aboard is just a land. Okay, we'll Mali Shiva, we are discussing one item, but we wouldn't discuss it.